Hey guys, what's up? Coach Witt here. I am with Coach Buffy.
Hey guys.
We are coming to you live from Live Active Charlotte. It's Friday, July the 26th, about 9:15 in the morning. I forgot what month we were in just there for a second.
Can you believe it? It's July. It's the end of July.
Almost the end of July. Kids go back to school. What?
My kids, I have one that's dual enrolled. So we have college starting on the 15th, so in a couple of weeks. And then the rest of our area goes back the last week in August, right before Labor Day. I think it would be fair if they just went back after Labor Day.
Right. That sounds fair.
Why?
Yeah. So that's actually what we want to talk to you about today. The summer is rapidly kind of leaving us. We are about to be back into our full, you know, work and kids schedule if you've got kids going back to school and stuff like that. And we just wanted to reach out and kind of check with you guys and see where we're at on some of these goals we set for ourselves for the summer. Not just the summer, but also for 2019 in general. I saw online yesterday that yesterday was 5 months exactly until Christmas Eve.
Oh, so crap. I better start saving.
2019 is going down quick, as they say. So we'll start with you. How are you doing? What's a couple goals that you set, and how are you doing with those?
Yeah, so I had a couple goals. Personally, I wanted to get back my bar muscle ups. That was a performance goal that I had. I kind of scrounged a couple out at the last open, and I was really unhappy with the way those felt. And so I think just getting those bar muscle ups back and prettier was a goal for me. And then I also had some professional goals here at the gym. I wanted to increase some business with some of our programs, and really been focusing on that. So those are my two goals. What about you?
About the same. I have been working to stay more active on days that I am not coaching or working. My schedule is kind of weird. A lot of times I come in the morning, I maybe work with a couple clients, then I work out myself, and then I don't have to come back until later that night. You know, we're closed during the day. So I have, you know, 3 or 4 hours a day during the daytime, most days, not every day, where I realized that I was just not quite being as active as I could be. So my main goal throughout the summer was to increase my steps. So I started carrying a pedometer and trying to get 8,000 to 10,000 steps a day. Some days I do a little bit better than others. Yesterday was a no work day at all and a rest day. So I got about 5,000 in, which is
nice.
Not terrible. It's better than nothing. But on days where I work a double or something like that, it's normal to get in 10,000 to 12,000. So
yeah,
those days help out. And then other than that, just like you said, professional goals myself. Started a new strongman class here at the gym. It sold out in the first month. So
yeah,
that one,
it's rocking.
That one went pretty well. I got a couple other things that I'm working on too.
So where are we with those goals? So a good place, you know, looking in the mid-July, like halfway point through the year, to kind of revisit. So for myself, I haven't gotten my bar muscle ups back. And so I really did have to kind of practice what I preach here. So I'll tell you kind of some of my strategies. I think that the reason, the main reason that is I kind of came out of it too hot. So I was staying after class. I was really following all the programming, which has been pretty aggressive
lately.
Hard. And so my hands got tore up pretty quick, and trying to do, you know, chest to bar and then some of that skill work for a bar muscle up just I kind of burned out, to be honest, in the first couple of months. Probably by April, May, I was like, oh, forget it. So then I didn't do any skill work.
Right. I think that happens a lot, and not even just with stuff in the gym, but let's say nutrition. Somebody
right.
has a goal. They want to lose 5 or 10 pounds, and they go full 100%.
Full throttle. Yep.
Restrict everything. I can only have this and that, and they just – They crash and burn. It's like I feel like you would be better just kind of more slowly getting into it, taking your time. It's definitely going to be sustainable that way. And it's the same that you were talking about with the bar muscle up. You know, if you stay every single day after class, working on it, doing this, doing that. Yeah, you might get better at it, but you're eventually going to get to the point where you hate doing it, and then you're just gonna stop.
Right.
And then, like 100%. You said, you might go months without messing with it because you made yourself so miserable. It's the same thing with your diet. If you make yourself so miserable by trying to do too much right at the beginning, there's no way that you're ever going to stick to that. And even if your diet was perfect, it's not going to be as good as if you were just consistently better than what you were doing.
Exactly. So I kind of, one way that, or tip, if you will, that worked for me was I started breaking it up into smaller little increments instead. First working on my mindset, just like, okay, it's a journey. It's going to take me a minute. So I wrote down some things that helped me get that, you know, we're trainers, right? Get to that bar muscle up. So focusing on increasing the strength in the lat and focusing on my kipping swing, being more gymnastic and tighter in the middle and then the core, you know. So I would work on those even with our programming. You know, we've been doing a lot of programming with like handstand holds, and all of those really do help as far as any gymnastics movement.
Sure.
So definitely with a bar muscle up. So those little increments, looking at that as skill work instead of the actual specific, like just try to get a bar muscle up every single day in a row, for me really gave my hands the rest that they needed. I feel like I'm in a much better place. And I'm a lot closer to smoothing that out without that chicken wing that really what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Especially on something like that, that's a higher level skill. There's things that you can do every day to kind of switch it up. That,
exactly.
Let's just take the bar muscle up, for example. It's maybe not even hopping up to the bar to actually try one. Maybe you spend a couple weeks working progressions on the ground or mobility, whatever it is that's keeping you from that muscle up. You know, maybe you go back and work on that without ever even trying. I read a story by Ben Bergeron one time talking about Katrin David's daughter. She's obviously one of the fittest ladies on planet Earth. She won, you know, a couple mm-hmm. years in a row. They said that she was bad at ring muscle up. She was not as good at them as other people she was competing against, mm-hmm. although she was one of the best mm-hmm. in the world. So for weeks and for months, they broke her down to where she was only doing sets of swings and transitions on low rings and stuff like that without ever even attempting mm-hmm. a muscle up again. They said she went for several months without doing a single ring muscle up. And we're talking about one of the fittest people on planet Earth. So
Right. You
don't have to be necessarily banging away at exactly what it is that you're trying to do. Like with my steps, I'm not getting out and just walking for the sake of walking, but I found myself yesterday on that rest day, well, maybe I'll get up and do those dishes now because that'll let me get, you know, a couple more steps, or mm-hmm. I'll get up and fold the laundry, whatever it might be. So I think small increments, like starting at basic and working up from there, is always going to be, you know, better than just trying to beat something today.
Yeah, 100%. And that was the other thing, which I'm glad you kind of brought it up, like the different ways you would look at it. Other folks are going to have different perspectives. So having an accountability partner is someone you can do kind of share your goal with, ask their advice, or even if they have the same goal, even better. That accountability person really helps. So I got a lot of tips from one of our members who was also working on his bar muscle up. So he was like, oh, I watched this video. Oh, follow this person. And so a lot of the tips and progressions I got was because I had that person that was also had the same goal as myself and us trying to kind of do that together. So that's another piece, is if you can get the family involved or get your friends involved or have an accountability partner to revisit that goal with, they're going to have other strategies that maybe you weren't thinking about it because you're like, I'm headstrong, I'm just going to go at this. And obviously that, in my case, did
right.
not help me achieve it.
Sure. I think having a partner is a great idea. How many times have you heard, especially like us as coaches, say good coaches have coaches, you know? And
right.
It's like, we at this point have helped people achieve results, nutrition, working out, whatever. We know, you know, how to do that kind of stuff. But when it comes to myself, I'm not always very good at kind of taking my own advice. And sometimes I need another coach, or it could be an athlete or the wife or anybody, like, hey, you need to step this up, or hey, weren't you supposed to do this or that? Or, you know, I did my handstand progression today. Did you do yours? And I think just having that accountability is going to automatically make you work harder. You want to kind of please that person, or you know, especially if you're working on the same goal together, it's fun to kind of be able to compare notes and
bounce it off each other. Yeah. Plus, I think the other thing that worked with my mindset, just regrouping in my mindset, was to try different classes or just change up my routine. So I was kind of doing the same thing over and over again, right? That's the definition of insanity, to then expect the same result, right? Or a different result. It's going to be the same result. So for me to, I just started doing different classes at different times. Not that I don't love our workout sessions, but typically if you can jump into a different class with a coach that maybe you're not used to having their eyes on you, they're going to see maybe something different. And that, of course, is going to help better movement, So that would be, what do you got to add to that?
Yeah, I love taking other coaches' classes. Most of the time, you know, we work out kind of as coaches together in that open gym hour. But if I get the opportunity to take somebody else's class, I always try to do that, because just like you said, they might see something or they might say something in a way that you never thought of, or they might give you a cue that, you know, you hadn't heard before. And then, like you said, sometimes just switching it up, going at a different time, taking a different class, doing something different. I think we talked on the last episode a little bit about doing stuff that's not CrossFit. You know, it's the same kind of principle here. It doesn't have to be changing it up just in the gym. It could be, you know, do some bodybuilding workouts for a week or two, do some endurance classes or strongman or whatever it may be that's different from your normal routine. It's really easy for us, because we all love working out so much, to just get in a rut where we're doing basically like the same thing every day. And it's better, I believe, to kind of vary it and to switch it up some. Plus, it kind of keeps, you know, your mind fresh, and
You're not bored.
That's why we were initially drawn to this in the first place, right?
Exactly.
Like, it's something different every day. It's not boring. You know, I know before when I've like followed different competitors' programs, it's just so much. And it's like squatting every day and gymnastics every single day. And for me personally, I've made the most gains when not
Agreed.
Doing that.
Yeah, so. I'm not going to the games. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I know, right? Sorry to let you down.
I just know that. But I do want to be better than I was yesterday. And I think that this is the biggest kind of takeaway for me. Like, I always talk about this with my nutrition clients, because it's a journey, you know, and it's kind of like, are we constantly looking like, oh, I have so far to go? Or am I like looking back and going, oh my gosh, look how far I've come, you know? Right. And I think that was like, that's something that we have to tell ourselves as coaches, as athletes, like, look how far we have come in this journey. We really, you know, like, I understand, I don't have that beautiful looking bar muscle up halfway through the year now that I maybe wanted to, but I have strung together my chest a bar like more than 5 reps consistently without like, and they feel good. And so that's a big takeaway. And then the last piece that I would say, that really a good tip, is that we write them down and look at them. Writing your goals down, you know, it's such a big thing. Like in the beginning of the year, you're like, yeah, I'm going to write all these goals. And then like, what happens to that paper?
Right.
You know,
it's like, nobody knows.
Goes into the abyss. Instead, it's like, write those goals, find that piece of paper. You know, we do that at the beginning of the year. Some things that we do as a family is we will have like a jar out, and we'll put things that happen randomly throughout the year. And then on the last day of the year, we read it. So it's like,
that's awesome.
Like blessings that happen, like, oh my gosh, this is, you know, daddy got promoted or whatever, you know, hopefully mommy's muscle up is going to be on there at the end of this year. But the point is those little things so that, you know, if you are kind of looking behind you and you're like, oh my gosh, look at all these things I accomplished, it gives you that momentum, that inspiration to keep going towards those goals.
Yeah, I think you had a couple good points there. The first that I really liked was kind of having that sense of gratitude. Like, I might not be where I want to be at yet, but I'm a heck of a lot better than where I started. And, you know, I tore my hands the other day. I'll just give you an example. And I caught myself feeling sorry and like mad and like I tore my hands. Poor me. And then I saw a video online of like a kid with no arms doing like box jumps. Yeah. And I'm like, man, I am, you know, bitching and whining about a tear in my hands when there's a guy over here busting his butt with no arms, you know? So it just kind of brought everything back around to just be grateful. Like maybe I can't do 50 ring muscle ups, but I can do some. That's more than I could do, you know, a couple years ago or
100%.
Or whatever the case may be. Maybe I haven't lost the 25 pounds that I wanted to lose, but maybe I've lost 5 or 6 and I've created some, I've made some really good kind of lifestyle changes and, you know, I'm on the right track. So that's kind of how I look at it. And then the other thing that you said about writing it down, I really like that too. It kind of goes along with the accountability side. If I write it down, I'm kind of attached to it at that point. If I just say it in passing, like, whatever, I just said it, who cares? Mm-hmm. But if you write it down, especially if you write it down and show somebody else or
look at it more.
Look at it, take it out, write it on your mirror every day, something like that. You're eventually going to, I feel like, you know, come around and get to work on it.
Yeah. And, you know, don't be afraid to, like, you know, I wouldn't say maybe social media can be good and bad. So maybe not post it depending on, you know your audience.
Sure.
But I wouldn't be afraid to, to put it up somewhere where you are going to see it and be able to revisit it because that does kind of keep it in that forethought. You know, you keep that in your mind. Like, why? What's your why? Like, why do I want to be better? Is it because I just, you know, is it vain or is it that I just want to be better and be more improve, you know, be improving upon myself so that, you know, I'm a better role model for my kids or better role model as an athlete, et cetera. I want to, you know, improve my health and my fitness so I'm a better parent, spouse, et cetera. So I think that also kind of when you write that goal to know the why is a big, for me, that's the biggest piece.
Yeah, I think that's pretty important because if you don't really have like a reason why you're doing something, it's kind of like you're just going through the motions
empty.
Then.
Yeah.
And then that was a really good point. You know, we're never going to be games athletes. 99.9% of our members have no desire to ever compete or anything like that. And that doesn't matter. You know, like people are here to be able to keep up with their kids or they want to get off certain medicine or, mm-hmm. or this or that. So it doesn't matter why you have that goal. What matters is that you have the goal and you know what that why is. If you've never read the book by Simon Sinek, it starts with the why or whatever.
Yeah.
I would encourage everybody to read that not only for in the gym, but for your business, your personal life, marriage, all that good kind of stuff. If you can kind of say why you do something and support that reason, you're going to be a lot more successful in the long run.
Awesome. Good stuff.
So let's just talk one more minute about kind of if you are stuck in a rut. Don't forget that we offer programs here at the gym. Mm-hmm. We do nutrition challenges every couple months. We're doing a summer slim down right now. It's almost halfway over. I know people are seeing great results there so far. So don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone. Try a challenge. Try, you know, anything. Try going to the Whitewater Center and doing something. Try something to kind of break the monotony and just the regular, you know, humdrum everyday life.
That's right. Change your mindset. Everything else will follow. So really by trying new things, you know, it's so good for our bodies. And when we do that, Not only the mindset, actually, it just, if the physical follows, like, so one of the best things that we can do, also for stress relief is just getting moving. So yeah, come see us. If you need some opportunities to get moving, we want to make sure that you're moving safely, and that, you're able to kind of increase that mobility, increase your health and fitness, and then wellness, feeling better and living longer without disease. Big deals around here. So we are happy to help. You can email myself, Buffy at liveactivecLT.com or Wit at liveactivecLT.com for more information. We always have a link at the bottom of this to set up like a no sweat intro. Tell me, you know, what does that mean? No sweat.
So basically it means just what it says. You're going to come in. We're not going to put you through a grueling workout on your very first day. We're going to sit down and have a talk with you. We're going to find out what your goals are. If we think we can help, you know, not everybody is a good fit for us, and we're not a good fit for everybody. So
yeah,
we don't want to just take your money if we don't feel like this could be a place to set you up for success. So, it's exactly what it sounds like. There's no commitment, no workout. It's literally just coming in, talking to us, sharing with us, you know, kind of what you've got going on, some of your goals, stuff like that. And then we figure out how we can help you going forward. And we will have Kristen put a link for the No Sweat intro in the notes of this episode if anybody's interested in setting that up.
Love it.
Cool. Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.